Auckland has only half the number of vaccinators it needs for the COVID-19 rollout. The city's DHBs say they're encountering frustrating roadblocks in getting enough people approved to do the injections, and they need hundreds more. But some GPs say they're being left on the sidelines, and the DHB needs to use them to pick up the slack. Health correspondent Rowan Quinn reports.
Auckland's DHBs have given out more than 62,000 jabs. But the chief executive of County's Monaco DHB, Margie Upper, says as the effort ramps up, they need more people.
We have about 1,200 vaccinators now trained in the northern region, but we could easily do with twice that number of vaccinators across the city. That would be a big game changer for us.
Auckland's three DHBs are working together to roll out the vaccine. Their eventual target is 25 to 30,000 people a day, but that can't be done without more vaccinators.
Otherwise, we won't be able to scale up at the rate that we'd like, or we would be relying on primary care to put as many people through their practices as possible, and we'll be running fewer sites.
Lemalu Selau Vaisolosefo runs a Pacific Focus Centre in Ōtara that's been running for less than a week. They don't have enough staff.
We're short. We're a couple short every day. And of course, the numbers have gone. I mean, we're heading around 300 at the moment per day, 300 vaccines.
He says he's been surprised in a good way at how many people are coming to get vaccinated, but they could do 1,000 a day if they had more staff. He says people are already waiting too long because of the shortage. Margie Upper says there have been two stumbling blocks. One is getting enough nurses and other vaccinators through the Pfizer vaccine training module run by the National Immunisation Advisory Centre. The other's been waiting for the Ministry of Health to change regulations to allow those with no previous vaccination experience to be approved and trained to give the jab.
If we are able to use other workforces with really good clinical supervision, that really changes the model for us in being able to recruit people who can do some of those tasks, and we can use nurses for the things that they are only nurses can do and are specialised at.
The Ministry announced last week an exemption had been approved to train non-regulated staff. Ōtara Vaccine Centre Head Mr Vaisolosefo says getting the new non-nurse vaccinators is key. There's a nationwide nursing shortage already, and his centre's getting by on borrowed workers.
We've only got enough just to go around, but the more sites we open, the thinner we're pushing our workforce becomes leaner.
The Immunisation Advisory Centre's Loretta Roberts says it's not to blame for any hold-up on training, saying any requests the DHBs make for access to the online module is processed every day.
We've got very, great capacity for ramping up the numbers. I mean, the last few weeks we've had an additional probably 300 to 400 people going through per week. There's no capacity in terms of the numbers we can train.
Auckland doctor Api Talimaitonga says the DHBs need to get more GPs involved. While some big clinics are in the plan, he says those in small clinics are frustrated.
There are a few of us who've just been questioning each other and saying, have you been approached? Have you been asked? Because we have enrollments of thousands of patients who know us, trust us. If there's any vaccine hesitancy, we'll discuss with us.
Margie Upper says getting small GP clinics involved is complicated because of the logistics of using a vaccine that expires after a few days out of the freezer. But GPs insist that's easily managed. Mō te hōtaka o te ata, ko Rowan Quinn, DNA.